900 miles to the east, in the uncharted sands of ancient Persia, a caravan of astrologers and wise oracles takes its first steps on a voyage that will bring them to touch the very face of God. Guided by little more than faith in the writings of the prophet Daniel and the prophecies of Balaam and the rising of a distant star, they begin their 2-month passage to witness a miracle that will literally split time. Their numbers and names are lost in the sands of history, but we can imagine their motivation. These magi were responding to a divine revelation God had given them by coming to look for Jesus, and upon finding him, they would worship him. Are you looking? And upon finding, do you know what your response will be to this God child? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 2 will follow the Magi on their passage from Persia to Jerusalem to Bethlehem, contemplating their thoughts, their fears, and their passions. So to begin, allow your eyes to begin to softly close as you receive these next 15 minutes of meditation as a gift, an offering, if you will, an offering to encounter God through the voyage of the Magi. With eyes now closed, take note of your breathing, becoming more relaxed as you begin to encounter God at loving rest within you. Center on this place of reflection, this time of guidance, in this present moment of longing for God, Spirit, and Son. Continue by responding to this passage from Isaiah chapter 9, and as I lead us, respond simply, I come to worship him. For to you a child is born, to you a son is given, and I come to worship him. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, I come to worship him. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, I come to worship him. And his name shall be called Mighty God, come to worship him. And his name shall be called to Everlasting Father, I come to worship him. And his name too shall be called Prince of Peace, and yes, I come to worship him. Continue to breathe, ponder, and reflect on what it is you seek and why it is that you seek it. Search for him now, follow him, and prepare your thoughts as you whisper, I come to worship him. Be honest with your emotions, but do you ever doubt your ability to start the path towards God? Have you ever questioned if you're worthy to find him? Or do you ever hesitate as you ponder what you will say or do when you do encounter him? Take several moments to ponder your thoughts as you take your own first divine steps towards your Creator. Avoid words. Just examine your emotions in this time of reflection as you imagine approaching the author of time. be distracted by shameful or scandalous thoughts. Those aren't of God. But rather, allow your mind to center on the gift of divine discovery. Center on the excited anticipation to come of uncovering eternity. Center too on your breathing. Each peaceful, deep, full belly breath, filling you with expectation and hope. Distracting thoughts of doubt, depravity, or unworthiness may float by. Don't fight against them, but rather let them drift up and away with no attention given to them. Rather center on thoughts of the prospect of hope. Take several moments practicing letting your mind return from doubt to divine expectancy, from questioning to centering now on faith. Listen carefully now to this letter written by the Apostle Matthew as you continue on your passage with the Magi. Savor each word for you through the Holy Spirit from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11 from the English Standard Version. The story begins after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." What emotions were stirred within you? Did you hear something familiar or something new? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate this simple truth. You exist to look for him, to find him, and then to worship him. Let this be your reflection for the next minute. The story continues, so when Herod the king hears that the Magi have come to find and worship the Christ child, well, he is troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, "He was to be born in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. For the next minute, consider the fear of Herod. of being curious but not quite yet following. Can you relate to wanting to be close but not too close? Sort of like keeping your friends close but your enemies closer. What aspect of the nature and character of God is most confusing to you? Perhaps a bit frightening or threatening? Let this be your contemplation for a minute. As the story continues, the Magi behold that the star that they had seen when it rose went up before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. Gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. What did you encounter in this passage? What emotions and feelings did it stir? Consider that for a moment. Stay here for a moment, resting in imaginative contemplation. How does your way of faith look as you follow God? As you watch the caravan approach the home of the young Christ child, how will you respond when you find him? Submissive? Worshipful? Over and over again, the gospel requires faith. So take this minute as a time of contemplation to reflect on the gift of finding and worshiping Jesus. Stay here in this present moment, centering on the truth that you have come to worship him. As God transforms your mind into that of Christ, be mindful of how your view of the world changes too. From doubt to divine expectancy, from questioning to centering now on faith. Be mindful too of others you may meet on the voyage who, like Herod, are curious and want to know, but are not actually looking for the one who will save them from their sins. How can you invite them to walk with you to discover the Christ? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, watch with great expectation for moments to discover Jesus, to see him in all of his glory, to intentionally seek and find the one who will bring you to encounter the face of God. let me pray this closing benediction over you to accept that to you a child is born, to you a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Now may the birth of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the divine encounter with your Heavenly Father be that which sustains you, now and always. Amen.